Pink ones, green ones, purple ones, luminous orange ones. What colour were dinosaurs? Well, let's find out.
It's Dinomania time. It's Dinomania time. With Ranger Chris and all his dinos.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Dinomania Prehistoric Pod, episode 11. I can't believe we've actually completed 11 episodes of this amazing podcast all about prehistoric life. And joining me today, we've got the one and only Ranger Andy.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Hiya, mate.
I always enjoy this.
I know, it's nice to have a little chat now and again, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, today we're going to talk about something that crops up quite a lot. And I get asked by lots of adults, this one especially, as well as the kids, but what colour were dinosaurs?
What a good question.
I think it's a great question. And today on the podcast, we are going to answer that question.
As best we can.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because we don't actually know the colours of all the dinosaurs. But you know what? I love to think of them as being really, really extravagant.
It does make it's more interesting than the greys and the browns.
It is. So we're going to talk about some of the science behind colours of dinosaurs. Right then, let's get straight into it. Because what colour were dinosaurs? Ranger Andy, what do you reckon?
What colour are dinosaurs?
Let's start.
If you just look at the pictures, and most of the older pictures, they tend to be greys, browns, greens.
Green comes up a lot.
Green, yeah.
Green comes up a lot. And I think that's purely because of camouflage.
And the reptile thing as well.
Reptiles,
the reptile,
yeah.
Reptile thing.
So when scientists or paleontologists, they look at dinosaurs, and they start sort of evaluating what colour they could be, a lot of them are using modern-day creatures, obviously, because yeah. That's the only thing we got to go on, as what colours they were. And of course, reptiles, lots of them tend to be green.
It is the first thing you think of, isn't it? The first colour you think, what colour's a lizard?
Why, though?
Green.
Why, though?
Green? It's just an ideal colour for being out in nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
Camouflage.
It is a camouflage thing, isn't it? I would say so. And there is that sort of undertone where you have a lighter underbelly and a...
Do you know what that's called?
No, go on.
Countershading.
Countershading.
Yeah, yeah.
Ranger Randy.
Loads of animals.
Drop the mic. Literally. No.
Countershading, yeah. So animals have it, a lot of modern day animals, so it makes them appear smaller.
Ah!
So if they're close to the ground...
Yes.
If you look at a lot of mammals, they've got a much lighter underbelly than they have on top.
Now, there is another reason for countershading.
What's that?
And I know this. So, for instance, have you seen a seal or a penguin or something?
Yeah, yeah.
So, if something's looking down in the sea, okay, the dark top of it camouflages with the darkness. Ah. They're looking up, it's camouflaging with the lightness. So... it's kind of a way of staying away from predators.
It's ideal if you're living in the water.
And loads of creatures have countershading.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking, and apparently most mammals, sort of, if they're a couple of kilos, would be countershaded. But if they're large enough to not need to worry about prey, they don't tend to have it.
Sweet! Imagine, I'd like that. Do you know, you could like sort
what,
of...
like a different colour front to the back.
Yeah, it'd be cool, wouldn't it? So, countershading's a big thing. But obviously, when it comes to dinosaurs lived millions and millions of years ago. We all know that, okay? During those three time periods, Triassic, Jurassic, Cretaceous. So, finding out their colours is quite difficult.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to skin. So, as I said just now, scientists, they kind of look at modern day creatures. So let's look at a crocodile, for instance.
Yep.
Yeah? Crocodiles are very close to dinosaurs.
Yep.
We know that. And crocodiles, they have this armour outside of the skin. But with regards to the colour, a lot of them are very, very, very sort of green colour, aren't they?
Yeah.
With that white underbelly, yep. As we discussed. So, do you think nearly all dinosaurs would have been like that?
Personally,
No.
And I hope not.
Me too.
Because, I mean, I like using my imagination when it comes to dinosaurs. With crocodiles, I learned something interesting as well, is some species can actually change colour.
What?
Very mildly, yeah.
Oh, you're talking in the realms now of like, what's that, Indominus Rex? Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not complete science fiction.
But look at chameleons, for instance. Another amazing reptile that can camouflage itself with any of its surroundings.
Can camouflage itself, not only that, but it also uses colour to express its mood.
So
if it's grumpy, you know.
Grumpy, would Grumpy be black? And yeah, yeah. Would it actually?
Yeah, yeah.
That is so cool. So we're looking at modern day reptiles and crocodiles for inspiration behind what dinosaurs and what their colours would have been. But of course, if you look at some reptiles like poison dart frogs.
Yeah.
They are bright green.
The opposite of camouflage.
Yeah, literally. And there's others that are bright orange.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing...
Yellows, blues.
So we could see a velociraptor just like Blue in Jurassic World, which yeah. I know isn't a velociraptor in realistic terms, but for I'm talking to you, everyone who's listening now knows what Blue looks like.
Yeah.
So let's just take Blue as an example of a dinosaur and let's make it luminous orange.
I like that.
I love it. It is. But do you know what? There is actually some science behind knowing what certain dinosaur colours were. And we're going to find that out straight after this. Do you want to learn more about dinosaurs and prehistoric life? Then download Dinomania Prehistoric Planet, the app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play completely free of charge. So the science behind colours of dinosaurs, well, actually, it's quite interesting because we do actually know what colour some of them actually were.
That's amazing when you think about it. Like, you know, you think of fossils and you think of bones.
Well, one thing, fossils, bones. So obviously with fossils, we find lots of bones, we find lots of teeth, you find lots of footprints, you find lots of poop, you find loads of trace fossils and things. But the one key factor here that we know when it comes to dinosaur colours is feathers.
Feathers, yes.
Yeah. And what creatures have feathers, mate?
I'm going to say birds.
Birds?
Birds.
Well, birds are the only creature.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Apart from dinosaurs, obviously. But dinosaurs, or should I say, the non-avian dinosaurs, they've gone extinct. But birds are the only creature on the planet with feathers. Isn't that crazy?
But I mean, even that, though, is one species, there's such a variety.
Yeah, so I think at the moment you're talking about 11,000 different species of bird on the planet, okay? Which birds are all avian dinosaurs, which we've all talked about in previous podcasts.
Yes.
Obviously, that brings us to let you know that obviously if you want to listen to the previous podcast, why not?
They're all there.
There's another 10 of them waiting
catch
for you to
up.
Listen to.
Binge it.
Binge it, like Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, so podcast and chill. I love it, mate. But do you know what? Listen to them back because we've got other episodes on there all about birds.
We've got more detail on.
Yeah,
on,
so if you want to learn more, head back to the other podcasts. And our podcasts are available on all the podcast streaming platforms. Anyway, let's get back to the nitty-gritty of coloured dinosaurs. Now, we know from scientific fossilised evidence that dinosaurs had feathers, lots of them.
Yeah.
Name some species.
Microraptor.
Cool. That is a cool one.
Velociraptor.
Yeah. Epidepsipteryx.
Yeah.
Utah raptor. Deinonychus.
There's so many.
There are loads. In fact, there's talks of Therizinosaurus having feathers these days.
I've got my favourite, Uteranus.
Uteranus. Oh, the feathered tyrant. That's actually what it means.
Yeah. It's got our feathers, but that's what it's called.
And Nanuchosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah, another Tyrannosaurus with feathers. Did T-Rex have feathers? That's up for debate.
We could do a whole another podcast on that.
I like to think that they do, though. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, feathers. Let's look into how feathers can teach us so much about dinosaur colours. And we know a lot because we found fossilised feathers, okay? Lots of them now. And lots of them, for instance, from Velociraptor and things like that. And when you actually put this fossil under a microscope, a very high-powered microscope, you can actually see something called a melanosome.
Wow.
Isn't that a cool word?
So that's what gives animals their colour?
Yeah. So if you took a piece of my hair now, out of my head, okay, and you put it under a microscope, you could actually see a certain shaped melanosome in that. So it's like a cell almost.
And that tells us that your hair is black, yeah?
Yeah, well, my hair is more grey at the
minute. I wasn't going to say that, but
I wonder if the melanosome changes when it changes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that again. But do you know what? It actually shows you a shape, a certain shape. And that melanosome, okay, is the same in all creatures, actually, when it looks at it. So if I looked at mine and I saw that you look at my hair and it is grey and you see the colour and you see that shape in the feathered fossil, you know that colour.
That's amazing when you think about it.
It is absolutely crazy.
You know, so much more detail the fossils like preserve than you'd even begin to think.
Exactly. So there's a very famous one called Cynoceropteryx. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, that one.
Yeah. And this one, they found feathers all over it.
Yeah, okay? It was one of the first, if not the first,
it
proven
was.
To have feathers.
So what they've done is, when they look up the whole body of it, okay, the feathers change in stages.
Yeah.
So they change, the melanosomes change from one stage to the next, which basically means, just like a lemur, it had lines of colour. So like lemurs have stripes.
So like a patterned coloured tail.
So we know for a fact what colour that dinosaur was.
Do you know something else about it?
No.
You might know this. It had a mask.
What?
It had a mask.
Yeah,
like a raccoon, and they found the evidence of that too.
That is so cool. This is what I mean.
They call it a bandit mask.
I love it. A bandit,
a bandit mask.
I love it. So again, feathered evidence not only shows us that they had feathers, and feathers, of course, are used for heat regulation, and it also used them to keep them dry and warm, and for display.
Bit of camouflage too.
But now we know what colour they were just from then.
That's insane.
What other colours have they found at the moment? They know they found ginger.
There's a lot of that in the
There's a lot of ginger.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ginger. And in fact, they found whites and blacks. Lots of the sort of...
Yeah, so the earthy colours.
The earthy colours, yeah.
A lot of them were,
but
they?
There is... I read up on online as well somewhere. And correct me if I'm wrong, listeners. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We like that.
Yeah. There is talk of like multicoloured... dinosaurs, a bit like parrots.
So display colour.
Yeah, exactly. So this is one an amazing fact, actually, and I think melanosomes, they're a key factor now in learning what colour dinosaurs were. But you know what? There is a dinosaur out there that had no feathers, and we know what colour that one was.
Which one's that?
Well, we're going to find out directly after this, mate.
Oh.
Did you know we're actually on YouTube? That's right, we've got 1.5 million subscribers on our YouTube channel, and we want you guys to head over there and subscribe today. Our videos range from adventure videos with myself and Ranger Andy to lots of educational videos talking about fossils and so much more. So head over to YouTube and subscribe to Dinomania today. So, there we are, mate. We're on YouTube, mate.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You kept that quiet from me.
I'm not going to say it, right? We put a lot of effort into our YouTube videos, and we posted one up last week.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to look back on it. Just look for Dinomania Prehistoric Castle.
Prehistoric Castle? It's Prehistoric Castle.
And it's an adventure video of myself and Ranger Andy. It's a little bit scary.
Yeah, I was a bit scared filming it, actually.
Do you know what? We go to an abandoned castle in Wales, and we find two dinosaurs.
Yeah,
but there was also quite a lot of other things. I'm not going to give it away.
No.
But
what else?
But that's all I'm going to say.
Give me shivers.
Yeah, but honestly, if you want to head over to YouTube, please do so, and please also like the podcasts and leave us a review if you can.
That'd be nice.
It always helps, and it helps other people decide on listening to us crazy dinosaur lovers.
Yeah, it's a big choice, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're hoping, because you're listening to it, you're a dinosaur lover. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we love all and prehistoric creatures. In fact. And that's one of our big passions. And this episode so far has all been about coloured dinosaurs, or the colour of dinosaurs. And we've talked about feathers and how important science is behind learning about what colour dinosaurs were. But there's a cool dinosaur out there, mate. Not that they're all cool. There was one that was found, right? And it's nicknamed the mummified dinosaur.
Oh,
do you know the name of it?
Borealapelta?
Borealapelta, mate. Or the Northern Shield.
Northern Shield.
Yeah. Pelta means shield, of course. And you explain why the Borealta part.
Well, the Aurora Borealis, which everyone's been talking about a lot recently, actually, the Northern Lights.
Oh, mate!
So that's how
everyone on TikTok, on YouTube, they put pictures up of the Northern Lights. You could see them from UK.
Yeah.
But through a phone. Absolutely terrible.
Actually, I don't know, this is a bit off topic, but did you see the people who thought the Premier Inn was the Northern Lights? The lights coming off the
camera.
I
actually see them.
Yeah, yeah.
those like purpley lights.
To be fair, that's the kind of thing we do.
But do you know what really annoyed me with the Northern Lights, right? Like, I love the Northern Lights. I've been to Iceland myself.
Wow.
But the hype around seeing it through your phone did nothing for me.
No?
Nothing at all.
You see nothing with your naked eye then?
No, you couldn't.
No, just all...
Just through a phone. You might as well just have a filter on your phone.
Have a picture, yeah, have a picture.
So, I don't get it.
Sorry to put a damper on it.
But I'm sorry, guys. Everyone who posted those silly photos on TikTok, you need to do... Anyway, let's get back to the colour.
Yeah.
Boreal Apelta, mate.
Yeah.
A cool dinosaur with a cool name. But wasn't it a nodosaur of some kind?
Yes.
Like an ankylosaur, nodosaur.
Without, yeah.
It didn't have the club, did it?
No, no
So it was
club.
A nodosaur, yeah. No club, nodosaur.
That's the way I remember all the time.
So, nodosaur. It was a nodosaur, which is an ankylosaur as such.
Yeah, it is an ankylosaur.
With armour all over it.
Really cool looking dinosaur.
But this dinosaur is nicknamed the mummified dinosaur because the fossilised preservation of this was extraordinary. Like, you could see everything.
That was good.
It was extraordinary.
It was. It's one of the best examples of a dinosaur found to date.
And they found lots of skin on it.
Yeah.
It was literally mummified, as I said. Which means that the scientists could look at the skin.
Yeah.
And again, I'm assuming, see things...
I think some things, colour-wise, were visible with the naked eye.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
And
I can't wait to see what comes up next. When
no, and I mean, this is a relatively recent discovery, and it's named in...
Where was it found, do you know?
I think it was Canada.
So up, that's what held the law. Yeah. But was it in a cold place, do you think?
A Butamon mine, I think it was.
Oh,
that. So that's
right.
How it preserved.
I'm
so
thinking,
well.
Was it preserved in ice or something? Yeah, but it wasn't.
Something
nah.
Like, it's relatively recent, I think 2017.
Yeah,
it was named. It was found a little bit before that, but paleontologists have learned so much in this short time from that.
Yeah, and they're going to learn more and more as technology improves and as we find more evidence as well. Fossilised evidence.
It's all about evidence.
So when people ask you now, guys, what colour were dinosaurs, you can actually tell them
yeah.
that we do know some
of them
of the colours. But of course, there are over 1,500 species of dinosaur. And of course, not all of them have feathers. You've got ceratopsians, for instance.
Yep.
None of them have been found with feathers, mate.
No.
Okay? So it's going to be very hard for us to envisage what colour they could have been unless we find more preserved evidence.
There's one ceratopsian that they know what colour it was.
Ah!
Yeah, we know this one very
as
well.
Was it Psittacosaurus?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Psittacosaurus.
The parrot lizard.
Yeah.
Again, we've done a very cool video on the parrot lizard on YouTube, which you can check out. But the Psittacosaurus is a crazy dinosaur. It's about the size of a sheep.
Yeah.
It had quills on the end of the tail.
Yeah, which is really strange.
But did they find the newer colour?
So they found the colour on it, yeah. Again, it was countershaded, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And it was a sort of a reddy brown.
That is cool.
So that would... Animals that are that kind of colour tend to live in wooded environments. You can tell where an animal lives by generally by what colours they are.
Do you know what? When you look at dinosaurs, and we chat to a lot of people when we do our tour, and we go on tour all over the UK, but we chat to people about fossils a lot. And even when you... I know this is going off topic again, but even when you look at a bone, okay, of a fossilised bone. Now, scientists, they can slice a bone really thinly, put it under a very powerful microscope again, and from that bone alone, you can tell loads of things. You could tell what age the dinosaur was.
That's insane.
Okay? Because just like trees, they've got rings.
Like growth rings.
Yep, exactly that. Okay? You can tell what time of day it was awake.
Whether it was nocturnal. Or...
So sunlight helps with the bone growth. Okay? And when you see the shading around the circle, certain sides are thicker than others. Okay? Now, if there's a lot of thickness, then it means it was awake during the night sort of thing. If there was a lot of not as much, it's kind of the opposite. So it's hard to explain on a podcast without showing you in front of you.
Yeah.
But there's so much you could find out just from the bones. You could also find out what sex the dinosaur was, if it was from a male
bones,
or female.
Is it a calcium deposit?
Exactly that. Medullary bone is the name of it. And this medullary bone is only found in females when they lay in eggs.
Wow.
Same as birds and things.
Yeah.
Lots of creatures, actually. So if you find this medullary sort of bone, which isn't a type of bone, it's a part, it's like the calcium build
up
inside.
Yeah, up on the bone.
Then you know it was a female.
Wow.
So there's loads you can find out
just
from a bone.
From the bones?
Yeah.
What if it's got a mummy?
Oh, like the Boreal
Apelta.
Do you know what? This is why we do what we do. Do you know what? This is the end of that part of the subject, but we are going to do what we always do. We're going to do a dinosaur of the day.
Oh,
or the
yes.
week. Or the month. Whatever we're on.
Yeah, whatever you're on.
But do you know what? That's the end of the part of what colour were dinosaurs?
I think we can come back to this at some stage.
100%.
Yeah.
We always
patterns.
pattern dinosaurs. Oh, them! If any of you have seen our dinosaurs in Dinomania, Trixie's bright pink, mate.
Yeah. And everyone loves her.
I know, she's so cute. So that's the end of that. And straight after this, we're going to be heading into or delving into the dinosaur of the month. Right then, let's get on to Dinosaur of the Month. Now, we call it Dino of the Month because we didn't do one last time on the podcast.
We didn't, no. We've got time, we'll fit it in.
Yeah, well, it's not just time. Sometimes it's good just to change it up, change the format.
Keeps everyone on their toes.
And this week's Dinosaur of the Month. This month's Dinosaur of the Week.
Whichever way you want to look at it.
Let's just get on with it. Is the Kai Hong.
Kai Hong.
What a cool name.
It is.
Kai Hong. Now, Kai Hong is a fully feathered, small, very small dinosaur, in fact. It weighed only about 500 grams.
Wow.
So it was tiny, about 40 centimetres in length. And it actually was found in northern China. Okay, it would have been around during the late Jurassic, which is about 160 million years ago. And it was very, very similar to that very famous one everyone knows called
Microraptor. I
like this dinosaur, mate. It looks identical to a bird.
It does, doesn't it? Obviously, if you get a chance, Google it.
Kai Hong. Kai Hong. For those who are listening and maybe you're wondering what it looks like, let me just spell it for you, okay? Kai Hong. So it's C-A-I-H-O-N-G.
Yeah.
Kai Hong.
It's almost spelled like you say it.
Yeah, so obviously the name suggests where it was found, in northern China. And lots of these similar dinosaurs are found in northern China,
yeah,
to be fair. Tell me a little bit more about Kai Hong, mate.
So the name, it means rainbow with a big crest.
That's class.
What a name.
That is class.
It's not only a name, it's a description as well.
Yeah, and I like the fact that we've done this dinosaur this month or week,
yeah,
because of the link with feathers and colours.
And colours, yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and I know you guys can't see it. But if you want to just remember, just Google the name and it'll come up. And it had those back wings as well.
Similar to the Microraptor, yeah.
Yeah.
The four wings. I think it was a glider as well.
So
not a self.
So, yeah. So if lots of you will know Microraptor. It's on a lot of programs these
days. It's a very well-studied dinosaur as well.
And they think that they climbed up trees, okay, and then glided down from them.
How cool was that?
So they climb and glide. No powered flight as such. Because there's not many dinosaurs.
Not many.
Perhaps your favourite one.
Perhaps we'll talk about that one.
Your favourite one.
My favourite one, the Ichi.
Ichi.
And there's a few more now, but...
Yeah. They think maybe that lots of these feathered dinosaurs would glide.
Yeah.
Which is a cool theory.
Good way to get around, isn't it?
It is. And what does this one eat? Let's have a little look. Now, looking at it, it looks like a carnivorous dinosaur, okay? You can tell from the beak-like mouth.
Yeah.
But... There is that chance they could have been omnivorous as well.
Omnivorous. That's what a lot of that...
A lot of those claimed dinosaurs
were. They would have eaten eggs.
So the Kai Hong, and the prefix for it is Gigi.
Yeah.
Or Gigi.
If you need more detail.
J-U-J-I.
But it had this... Like, well, they think it had a crest over the eyes. Kind of like an eagle does.
Oh.
So it shades... Shades them from the sun.
That's so good.
His own built-in sunglasses.
like goggles.
And we talk about the iridescence as well. If you look
so, what does iridescent mean, for those who don't know?
It's like shiny. It's hard to describe.
I'm putting
you
on the spot.
Iridescent is something... Think of a hummingbird.
Do you know what I like to say? Look at a raven.
A raven, or even like to extreme hummingbird.
Where in the feather, if you look at it from a certain angle, it looks black.
Yeah.
If you're looking from a different angle, it looks purple.
Like,
yeah, and you see lots of modern day boy racer cars flying
like
around.
Like the bottom of a CD.
Ah!
If you remember CDs. Yeah.
We are the best at describing this. We are. So, do you know what? That brings us to the end of this month's or week's Dinosaur of the Month or Week.
Or Week, yeah.
However you want to put it. And we hope you enjoy. But do you know what? That brought us to the end of the pub.
To the podcast.
The podcast.
That's what you wanted, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. But do you know what? I'm not going to end it quite yet, because we done something pretty spectacular last week, which we haven't told many people about.
No, we haven't.
Now, for those who have grown up in my era especially, now I'm not that old, but I'm a bit older than most of you guys listening, there's a programme that we used to watch on BBC TV called Blue Peter.
Yes.
Can anyone remember it?
Everyone remembers
you know,
from a certain age, yeah.
Here's one I made earlier.
Yeah,
like
Sticky Back Plastic.
Sticky Back Plastic. And it was an amazing programme. I used to watch it all the time.
Yes.
And we got offered the chance to be on the show. And we were actually on it last Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 p.m. last Friday. It is available on the BBC iPlayer right now. It's still going to be on there for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So if you haven't seen it, head over to the BBC iPlayer. Type in Blue Peter. And the thumbnail is Andy Day from Andy Dinosaur Adventures with one of our dinosaurs.
Oh, wow.
So Ranger Andy, he performed with the dinosaurs in the studio, didn't you?
Yeah, I was there.
And I done a fossil talk with Joel, which is one of the presenters.
Came across really well.
I think it was all right.
Yeah,
it did.
Enjoyed.
And the dinosaurs roamed havoc in the studio. There was a fun game as well with Andy Day.
It's like a quiz, wasn't it?
So do you know what? If you haven't seen it, go over and see it. We do so many amazing things. It is really cool. But that brings us to the end of today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed, but please make sure you tune in to others that we've previously done. And make sure you hit the love heart, because that gives them notifications for when we upload
the next
one.
And then you'll know when we drop the next.
So from myself, Ranger Chris.
Myself, Ranger Andy.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. It's Dinomania time. It's Dinomania time.